The listening section measures your ability to understand conversations and lectures in English. You will hear each conversation and lecture only one time. After each conversation or lecture, you will hear some questions about it. Answer the questions based on what the speakers state or imply. You may take notes while you listen. You may use your notes to help you answer the questions. In some questions, you will see this icon. This means that you will hear but not see part of the question. Some questions have special directions which appear in a gray box. Most questions are worth 1 point. If a question is worth more than 1 point, the directions will indicate how many points you can receive. You will now begin the first part of the listening section.
Listen to part of a conversation between a student and a secretary.
Hello? I'm sorry, are you guys open yet?
Oh, hello there. Come on in. We open at 8 a.m. sharp and it's 8:01. Wow, you sure are an early bird. We usually don't get many students in here before 10 o'clock or so.
Yeah, I wanted to get an early start before my first class. This is the financial services office, isn't it?
That's right. What can I do for you?
I received this in the mail yesterday. It says that I didn't pay my bill for this semester, but that's not true. I can prove it, too.
Okay, one step at a time. Can I see that letter?
Here.
Okay. Now, these letters are automatically generated, so it may very well just be a case of not getting your information entered in time.
Automatically generated? I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're saying. Are you saying I did something wrong?
No. Sometimes at the start of the semester, we receive a backlog of payments, and it takes us a while to process them all. So we may have received your check on time, but didn't get it entered into the system on time. And if your payment isn't entered into the system, the computer automatically generates one of these letters.
Oh, so then you did get my payment on time.
Hold on. I just said that might be the case. Give me a second to check your file online. We got all of our payments entered yesterday afternoon, so I'll be able to see if we received it on time. Now, what's your name?
It's Crystal. Crystal Hughes. My middle name is Marissa.
Okay. Nope. I'm sorry. According to our system, we didn't receive any payment from you at all this semester.
That's not true, and I can prove it. Here, look. This is a statement from my bank. It shows that my check was cashed by Harrington College 5 days ago.
Now, that's odd. Here, let me see that. Aha! How do you spell your first name?
Crystal with a K, K-R-Y-S-T-A-L.
I think I've got this figured out. Hold on 1 second. Yes, that's it. I'm so sorry. We did get your check last week. It looks like someone simply entered your name incorrectly in the system at some point. That's why the computer generated that letter.
Oh, you've got to be kidding. Do you mean I worried all last night and woke up an hour early this morning just because someone made a typo?
I really am sorry. You know, there's a phone number you can call us at on that letter. If something like this happens again, and I'm sure it won't, it would probably be better to just give us a quick call.
Well, I know that now. So everything's okay then?
Yes, I've deleted the file with the misspelled name. Everything is just fine now. I'd really like to apologize again for...
No, don't worry about it. I'm pretty annoyed right now, but I know it's not your fault. I do appreciate your help.
I'm just glad we were able to straighten everything out. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer.